Happy Advent! As we prepare to welcome Jesus once again into the world, we intentionally set aside time each day to listen, meditate, and talk to God. Preparing for Jesus involves much more than buying presents and organizing parties. The more we devote ourselves to learning about the world into which Jesus was born, the more deeply we will understand what it means to welcome Him into our world. Join us as we seek to welcome Jesus with our whole heart, mind, body, and strength this Advent season.
To our Advent podcast. We are learning about the first Advent in Palestine. I'm Rachel James, Director of Children, Youth, and Family here at First Lutheran.
And I'm Pastor Jill.
Awesome. Today we are learning about Chapter 6, Visible and Invisible, Shepherds and Angels. I really enjoyed how this passage really went into what was it like to be a shepherd at that time and what were the cultural connotations. It wasn't a prestigious job. In fact, they said to have the job of a shepherd through your whole life was to have the job of a child all the way through, and just to be working. And they weren't, you know, they weren't top earners, and they were just people, regular people. There's a quote on page 96 that says, "The shepherds of the first Advent might be akin to migrant farm workers of today, laboring in the fields all around us, nearly unseen and certainly underappreciated, yet absolutely essential to the economy." And I do think about how the people that we see as we're getting our gas at gas stations or making our food or working with us alongside us, who are the regular people. And I feel like I sometimes fit in this category of just the regular people that are not well known. And it's interesting that the Advent story starts with the shepherds.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And I think it is kind of an interesting clash in that when we have our nativity scenes, the shepherds, you know, have a place of honor right alongside the Magi. And to think that maybe most people wouldn't have even noticed they were there.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. And thinking about shepherds, this really made my imagination go, because of course Jesus is the good shepherd.
That's right.
And he likens himself to people of this category. And I always imagined it as a very cozy thing. The shepherd is just, you know, taking care of all the sheep and loving them and protecting them. But also he is saying he is like these undervalued workers in the economy. And another thing about Jesus that caught my imagination was on page 97, where the author talked about Bethlehem as a meat economy. Yeah. She said, "The thriving meat economy in Bethlehem connected the city to Jerusalem. Animals from the fields and markets of Bethlehem were sold in the temple courts for sacrifice." Mm-hmm. And my mind is already spinning about Jesus being a shepherd, but then also we call him the Lamb of God, and the fact that he also came from Bethlehem, and he ended up in the temple, and he ended up being a sacrifice. So he is absolutely identifying with the shepherds and even the animals that are necessary but disregarded as important in the economy.
And the thing for that is this book is just reminding us over and over again that Palestine, Bethlehem, that specific time and place is so meaningful. And that's one of the messages, is Jesus came at this time for a reason. And the shepherd and the Lamb of God, that connects back to that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it makes me wonder, who would the angels have spoken to, you know, in our lifetime? We don't, I mean, there are shepherds around still, so maybe, but maybe it would have been the migrant farm workers out picking and moving around. Also, though, thinking about the angels, I also usually imagine almost a childlike angel floating, you know? Yeah, exactly. Very beautiful and a little bit androgynous and glowing. But the author talked about the angels more like a militia. Mm-hmm. And she said, "The angels were not the choir often imagined, but rather warrior voices when they're shouting glory and peace." And I tried to hear glory and peace as warrior cries. And for those to be hostile means that there must be some overarching element in the society mm-hmm. right then that is opposite of that. Mm-hmm. And they're not calling people to necessarily be passive, but to enact glory and enact mm. peace at this time in this place.
That's amazing to think about. The opposite of peace is war and violence, and that's what was happening at that time. And the opposite of glory is oppression and being cast down, and that's where they were experiencing. And a lot of the shepherds probably were experiencing that. So after the shepherds hear from the angel, they get to go and see the manger and see Jesus. And then there's this opportunity where the shepherds become the ones who share that good news, who bring it out. And imagining back to the lowliest people in our society or those who are overlooked, if I went and got gas and the gas station attendant was telling me, let me tell you what God has shown me this night, it would be surprising. But on page 102, the writer writes, as the shepherds, they were the early prototypes of the disciples and evangelists to come. They were emboldened by being included in God's peace plan. It's so amazing how they were the ones that God chose to share the good news, who brought forth their part in the God's peace. And again, as we're thinking about Advent, about how this peace started then, but it's still ongoing to this day. We're still enacting peace and glory here on earth. And this Advent, God reminds us that he uses all of us, shepherds, ordinary people, and that's who God's disciples and evangelists are. So let's pray for today. God, we thank you that you showed up as Jesus in an unlikely place and the words came to unlikely people. We thank you, God, that the shepherds were able to share the good news and we get that same job today. We thank you most of all for Jesus, our good shepherd, our Lamb of God, who is sacrificed for us that we may join God's kingdom here on earth. Amen.
Amen.